clearness and we children bring. The wise may bring their learning, the rich may bring their gold, and some may bring their greatness and glories new and old. We too would bring our treasures to offer to the king. We had no wealth nor wisdom. What shall we children bring?
We'll bring him hearts that love him. We'll bring him thankful praise and young souls meekly striving to walk in holy ways. And these shall be the treasures we offer to the king. And these are gifts that even the poorest child may bring.
We'll bring the little duties we have to do each day. We'll try our best to please him at home, at school, at play. And better are these treasures to offer to our king than richest gifts without them. Yet these a child may bring.
saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Holy night, all is dark save. I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you serve to him would be the very best.
And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare.
But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door, with arms outstretched, and welcome to your heavenly visitor?
Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in, or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been?
Would you turn off the radio, TV, and hope he hadn't heard, and wish you hadn't uttered that last light, hasty word?
Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about?
And I wonder if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do?
Would you keep right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day?
Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace?
Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let to know the things on which your mind and spirit feed?
Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would he maybe change your plans for just a day or so?
Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends?
Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last is gone?
Christ was born in Bethlehem's lowly manger.
Jesus' name. Certainly been good for me to be here this evening. Because of Jesus that we're here, isn't it? I'd like to read a few verses from Isaiah. And you might wonder why I read these verses, but just hold on a little bit. Isaiah 28, verses 9 to 13. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. I'd like to think just a little bit about learning. I was amazed as I listened to the program. I listened to it before. But all the learning that children can cram into their heads, it's pretty amazing. And there's a few things that we need really to learn like that. The children of Israel weren't real teachable. They didn't learn very quickly. But the first thing I'd like to notice is that God is a teacher. We might not think of God that way, but God is a teacher, and He desires to teach us. But for us to learn, for anybody to learn, we need a teacher. We need somebody to teach us. It could be that our teacher is experience. Experience is a good teacher, but like somebody said, the tuition is awfully high for experience to be our only teacher. If we want to be taught, we need a couple other things. We need to be like children. We need to be children. Jesus wants us to be born again to enter the kingdom and become as little children. That's really a requirement to learn, to be taught something. The third thing we need to learn is repetition. Line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept. That's how we learn. Again and again, a repetition. And like I said, it's amazing what we can learn. When we are children, when we have a teacher, we have that repetition. We'll continue with the program at this time.
form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Shortcut through the slum district. I want to see how the poor people are living.
The chauffeur was soon driving along an old street full of bumps and potholes, but the rich lady's fancy new limousine hardly bounced at all. They came upon a sweaty, roughly dressed man shoveling away in a muddy ditch. He was singing a song that struck the lady with such force that she asked the chauffeur to stop the car. Then the rich lady could plainly hear the words to the beautiful song which the ditch digger was singing.
My father is rich in houses and lands. He hoardeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full,
By this time, the rich lady had gotten out of her cart and was standing near the old ditch digger. Then she asked,
"What? You, a child of the king? Ha! Don't make me laugh. Why, look at your old ragged trousers, your old worn-out boots, and those rough jacked hands of yours. You can't be a child of the king dressed like that."
But the old ditch digger kept on singing.
The rich lady looked across the ditch. Over there stood an old, rough, run-down, unpainted shack where the ditch digger and his family lived. It had no screen doors, and cardboard was taped over half the windows where glass had been broken out.
"Look here, you can't be a child of the king. Look at that old shack you live in. If you were a king's son, you would live in a big palace with a beautiful lawn. But you're just an old ditch digger digging away in a muddy ditch to earn a living."
But the ditch digger kept singing on.
"I once was an outcast stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe and a crown."
The rich lady was so amazed she didn't know what to say.
"Your father's a king and you live in that shack? Why, my dog's house is better than that. You're just an old ditch digger."
But the ditch digger kept singing.
"Pretend you're a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. The wax are from home, yes, still I may sing. Oh, glory to God, I'm a child of the king."
The rich lady got into her car and the chauffeur drove away.
"The ditch digger
leaned on his shovel and watched her ride away.
I don't know how anyone can claim so much and yet have nothing.
I'm a child of the king, a child of the king, with Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the king." King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus.
glory to God in the highest.
Sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory to God in the highest.
Sing peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Sing peace on earth again and again. Sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory,
for the Christ is born on this holy morn.
Sing glory to God in the highest. Oh, glory to the Lord Most High, sang all the hosts of heaven. For unto sinful men this night is Christ the Savior given. Let all the human race rejoice and join the glad refrain. Let angels sing this happy night on still Judean plain. Sing glory, sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory,
sing glory to God in the
storm.
Judea's plains, shepherds of old heard the joyous strains. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Sweet are the strains of redeeming love, message of mercy from heaven above.
Glory to God in the highest. Help us to sing with the heart and voice. Glory to God in the
highest.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Hasten the time when from every clime men shall unite in the strength sublime. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Christmas.
The day when Christ Jesus made his appearance on this earth, a holy child born as a babe in a manger, sent to be the
Redeemer of all those who call on his name, the Messiah of
Israel and the
Savior of the world.
The shepherds came running to see this babe lying in the
manger, confirming in their minds what the
angels had told them was true. The Son of God came down to men.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great mirth, news of our merciful King's birth.
Then why should men on earth be so sad, since our Redeemer made us glad?
Then why should men on earth be so sad, since our Redeemer made us glad? When from our sin he set us free, all for to gain our liberty. When sin departs before his grace, then life and health come in its place.
When sin departs before his grace, and life and health come in its place.
Angels and men with joy may sing, all for to see the newborn King.
All out through darkness we abide, which made the angels sing this night. All out of darkness we abide, which made the angels sing this night.
Glory to God and peace to men, now and forevermore.
I hurried into the local department store to grab some last-minute Christmas gifts. I looked at all the people and grumbled to myself. Being here forever, and I just had so much to do. Christmas was beginning to become such a drag.
I wished that I could just sleep through Christmas, but I hurried the best I could through all the people to the toy department. Once again, I kind of mumbled to myself at the prices of all these toys and wondered if the grandchildren would even play with them.
I found myself in the doll aisle. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a little boy about 5 holding a lovely doll. He kept touching her hair, and he held her so gently, I could not seem to help myself.
I just kept looking at the little boy and wondered who the doll was for. I watched him turn to a woman, his aunt, whom he called by name, and said,
"Are you sure I don't have enough money?"
She replied a bit impatiently,
"You know that you don't have enough money for it."
The aunt told the little boy not to go anywhere, that she had to get some other things and would be back in a few minutes.
And then she left the aisle. The boy continued to hold the doll. After a bit, I asked the boy who the doll was for.
He said, "It is the doll my sister wanted so badly for Christmas. I have to give the doll to my mama to take to her."
I asked him where his sister was. He looked at me with the saddest eyes and said,
"She is gone to be with Jesus. My daddy says that mama's going to have to go be with her."
My heart nearly stopped beating. Then the boy looked at me again and said,
"I told my daddy to tell mama not to go yet. I told him to tell her to wait till I got back from the store."
And then he asked me if I wanted to see his pictures. I told him I would love to. He pulled out some pictures he had taken at the front of the store and said,
"I want my mama to take this with her so she doesn't ever forget me. I love my mama so much, and I wish she'd not have to leave me. But daddy says she will need to be with my sister."
I saw that the little boy had lowered his head and grown so very quiet. While he was not looking, I reached into my purse and pulled out a handful of bills. I asked the little boy,
"Shall we count that money one more time?"
He grew excited and said,
"Yes, I just know it has to be enough."
So I slipped my money in with his, and we began to count it. And of course, it was plenty for the doll. He softly said,
"Thank you, Jesus, for giving me enough money." The boy continued,
"I just asked Jesus to give me enough money to buy this doll so Mama can take it with her to give to my sister. And he heard my prayer. I wanted to ask him for enough to buy my mama a white rose. I didn't ask him, but he gave me enough to buy the doll and a rose for my mama. She loves white roses so very, very much."
In a few minutes, the aunt came back, and I wheeled my cart away. I could not keep from thinking about the little boy as I finished my shopping in a totally different spirit than when I had started.
And I kept remembering a story I had seen in the newspaper several days earlier about a drunk driver hitting a car and killing the little girl and the mother being in serious condition. Now, sure, the family was deciding on whether to remove the life support or not. Now, surely this little boy did not belong with that story.
2 days later, I read in the paper the family had disconnected the life support and the young one had died. I could not forget the little boy and kept wondering if the two were somehow connected.
Later that day, I could not seem to help myself, and I went out and bought some white roses and took them to the funeral home where the young woman was.
There she was holding a lovely white rose, the beautiful doll, and the picture of the little boy in the store.
I left there in tears. My life changed forever. The love that little boy had for his little sister and his mother was overwhelming.
And in a split second, a drunk driver had ripped the life of that little boy to pieces.
Begun, the peace
peace of God for everyone. Is there room for him inside a welcome chamber to abide? Just a heart so cold and bare. Is there room for him?
Room for him somewhere.
Is there room in your heart for Jesus? Is there room for him
Holy night. Wise men gaze and watch their movements from.